2. The Annex. Ron and Jack pulled into the CIA Annex, a lush walled oasis in the rough desert of Benghazi. Originally built by a wealthy Libyan hotel owner as a multifamily compound, the property was nearly square and covered more than 2 acres of land. Its generous size, perimeter walls, and multiple houses, but most of all its proximity to the State Department's special mission compound, made it an ideal base of operations for the U.S. Covert Intelligence Service. For a price, the hotel owner was happy to rent it to the Americans and move his family elsewhere. The annex's main features were a guard post, a gardener's shack, and 4 comfortable one-story houses, each with about 3,000 square feet of living space. Large, well-tended lawns stretched behind each house to the surrounding walls. The houses were repurposed as combination work and residential quarters for roughly 20 Americans on site, including the Benghazi CIA base chief, Bob, his deputy, male and female case officers, analysts, translators, specialists, and GRS operators. A wide driveway cut diagonally through the annex property. At its center was a small triangular courtyard where 4 turtles wandered in the shade of a picnic table. After the pickup was checked for explosives, Roan drove Jack to the farthest house from the gate, which the Americans called Building C. The annex's command center, Building C, contained the most secure intelligence area, the Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility, or SCIF, accessible only through a heavy steel door with a cipher lock. Building C also housed a kitchen that had been transformed into a medical area, 2 bedrooms, and a room where annex security staffers watched monitors from the video cameras mounted on the perimeter walls and throughout the property. As Jack and Roan walked through the building, Roan introduced Jack to the security team and interpreter, several case officers, and CIA chief Bob. Also in Building C was the GRS team room, the operator's command post, with a broken-in couch and a wall of wooden cubbies that looked like high school lockers without doors. The cubbies overflowed with the operator's assault rifles, night vision goggles, helmets, body armor, ammunition, and everything else they needed to keep other Americans safe. Some operators personalized their cubbies, hanging photos of their wives and children.